I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il died Saturday after 17 years of leading the nation. His son, Kim Jong-un, is reportedly taking over. North Korea's been tops in Open Doors' World Watch list of nations allowing persecution of Christians. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says there are still 50 to 70,000 Christians in labor camps. Those who aren't worship quietly and secretly, fearing arrest and even death. Pray this new leader will bring more freedom to Christians. And remember when you first trusted Christ, when you first asked Him to take control of your life? The Luis Palau Association is inviting you to relive that life-altering moment right now. As you think about how Christ has changed you, think about the billions who don't know the Lord. Luis Palau is offering that same invitation you received to thousands around the globe. If you feel led to give to his work, your gift will be doubled through December 31st. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Get interviews on demand at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.